being too sarcastic about it, but is it time to stick a fork in the Clinton campaign?
Well, last night was unexpectedly bad for the Clinton campaign, both because she only narrowly won in Indiana and Obama won heavily in North Carolina. But really it meant that he expanded his lead in both popular vote and in delegates last night at a time when Clinton at least needed to break even or move slightly ahead on at least one of those counts. So I think it was a bad night for her. And with Indiana turning out unexpectedly close, ultimately just about a 20,000 vote win there, it's very hard for her to claim the moral victory there that she was able legitimately to claim after Pennsylvania. And so the line of argument that Obama can't win the big ones has now gotten weakened a great deal because of last night.
And how close is Senator Obama now to clinching the nomination in terms of delegates?
Well, in terms of the total delegates, he's still a good ways back. He's still a couple of hundred votes short of the convention majority. He's closer in being able to claim a majority of the elected and pledged delegates. And there's a decent chance that he could manage that majority on May 20th in Oregon, assuming that the voting goes the way that pundits and polling suggest that it will. So it's actually possible that before the end of May, Obama will have a majority of the pledged elected delegates, but not a majority of the total convention. That, again, is going to hang on the superdelegates who get to choose who they're going to support.
You mentioned what a disappointment and a surprising disappointment this was for the Clinton campaign. Were you surprised by the outcome?
I think that the best estimate we had of Indiana was that Clinton would probably win it by something like 4 to 5%, maybe 6%. So for her to win by just barely 1% was surprisingly close. And remember, this comes on the heels of both Obama's failure to win Pennsylvania, which was a big boost for Clinton and a big hurt to him, and the fact that the Reverend Wright controversy has kept the Obama campaign off balance for the last week or two, having to react to the story rather than create the story. And I really think that the thing that has been most potentially damaging by the Wright controversy was that it just kept the Obama campaign from talking about what it wanted to be talking about. Yet, despite that, a bigger-than-expected win in North Carolina and a much closer outcome in Indiana is a good day for them and a bad day for the Clinton campaign.
Given the minor policy differences between these two candidates, what is it, do you think, that is propelling the Obama candidacy forward?
Well, I think there's both the personal side of the new guy. We've broken this down into change versus experience. But I think in a non-trivial way, voters do look to Obama as the potential face of the future and look to Clinton as a reaffirmation of the strengths of the past. And that has almost exactly evenly divided the Democratic Party, as we see. They're having a very hard time settling between the past and the future, and it's essentially a toss-up. If Obama does ultimately prevail, he's going to win with only 51% of the delegates, and Clinton will have about 49. So this is a very even split, and I think for the party, it has more to do with the question of new directions of leadership versus old but tried and true leadership, and I think that's really where it's come down.
Hillary Clinton canceled her appearances with national media this morning. I guess some indication as to how disappointing this is for the campaign. But what we understand how close things are. But realistically, what's in it for her if she were to decide to remain in at least till Oregon?
Well, I think the claim that she was making that looked better after Pennsylvania was the superdelegates should worry about whether Obama can be a strong leader and a winner at the top of the ticket. And the top of the ticket has some ramifications for the people running for Congress as well below. After Obama failed to win Texas and Ohio and then failed to win Pennsylvania, Clinton could begin to make that argument sound more convincing. Her problem now is that she can't make that sound convincing after last night. And her only plausible way to win was to convince the superdelegates that Obama really is not as strong a candidate as he looked early in the campaign. Is she continues the race through the beginning of June, she manages to make that point a couple more times, or a few more times, in the states that are upcoming. But after last night, I think it's a less convincing argument.
And lastly, the most recent Badger poll still indicates that things are very close here in November, regardless of who the eventual Democratic nominee is. Would you expect to see the campaigns, that is, either the Clinton or Obama campaign and the McCain campaign, expending much effort in Wisconsin before November?
Well, I think they'll be extremely active here in the fall. And if the Democrats get the nomination settled, I think we might see some efforts from both parties here over the course of the summer. McCain's been doing a little bit of organizing in the state, and so that's coming along as well. I don't know of anybody who expects Wisconsin to be anything other than a battleground state again. The last two elections, we've been unbelievably close. This year, there's every reason to believe that we'll be very competitive. One of the big things here is how many people are going to be attracted to John McCain who would otherwise, because of the poor economy and their poor evaluation of President Bush, those folks would normally be expected to be voting Democratic. How many of them can John McCain win back by appealing to the fact that they're more moderate or they're more independent? That's really going to be the battleground for the fall, I think.
Professor Charles Franklin, thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
You bet. Bye.